Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. The road to recovery has taken an interesting turn for some people with Parkinson's disease. A doctor at a medical center in the Netherlands was amazed when a 58-year-old man came into his office and explained that he was a cyclist who rode his bike daily. The man, who was unable to walk, demonstrated that in fact he could pedal, much to the amazement of the doctor who helped him mount the bike. The man not only rode the bicycle in perfect control, he also made a U-turn without ever falling. However, as soon as he dismounted the bike, his symptoms returned, and he was unable to even take one step. Apparently, there are others with Parkinson's that have had similar experiences. The explanation could be that bicycling uses a different part of the brain than walking, or that the rhythmic pressure of the pedals on the patient's feet allows the nervous system to allow movement. And going in circles with crops and pesticides. Yet another report that genetically modified crops are dangerous states that GM crops may cause liver and kidney damage. The International Journal of Microbiology verified that there is mounting evidence against Monsanto, who consistently insists that their products are safe. However, as of yet, there hasn't been a legitimized study to prove GM foods to be safe or nutritious. And in fact, data that has been collected has revealed that they are unsafe. A French researcher from the University of Caen emphasized that GM foods produce chronic negative effects and show evidence of kidney and liver damage. There is still insufficient data to predict the long-term effects that consumption of these altered foods will have on people. And when I come back, a hard pill to swallow about vitamins. And the most important meal of the day might just include some of the food you thought you had to give up.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Smith at 804-897-9194. Now back to the news.
A recent study in April's Reader's Digest has Andrew W. Saul, the editor-in-chief of Orthomolecular Medicine News Service, up in arms. The article reveals what they believe are myths about taking vitamins, and Saul cites that this may give some insight into why Reader's Digest has seen a dramatic drop in circulation, as well as a huge debt. Considering that the issue has 15 pages of pharmaceutical advertising in the same issue, he questions Reader's Digest bias against vitamin therapy. And for our last story, starting your day just got a little bit better. According to a new study at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, eating a higher fat intake at breakfast may be healthier than you think. Research showed that mice that were fed a meal higher in fat after waking had normal metabolic profiles and showed increased weight in those that ate fat later in the day. It seems fat intake upon waking metabolizes fat a lot more effectively than later in the day, and supports the theory that the first meal you have after you wake sets your metabolism for the rest of the day. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. One human hair can support 3.5 ounces. That's about the weight of two full-size candy bars. And with hundreds of thousands of hairs on the human head, makes the tale of Rapunzel much more plausible. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.